Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 625. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send me the questions, and I answer them for you. So why do I call myself Dr. Neil? Well, first, nobody knows how to pronounce my last name, but more importantly, I do have my doctorate degree in public health with an emphasis in chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist. When I'm not hosting this podcast, I actually have three other jobs. One, I'm the department chair of nutrition and basic sciences at Bastyr University, California, and I also hold two other faculty positions at two other institutions. So needless to say, I love talking about health, wellness, nutrition, and stress management, all the stuff we cover on this show. Now, if you've been listening this week, I've been giving you a daily dose of holiday trivia. I'm a huge trivia nerd. The holidays are my favorite time of year. I thought, why not just combine the two? So here's today's little bit of holiday trivia. It is believed that this holiday group activity first began in the year 1426. Can you guess what it is? Caroling. And next week, I'll have some more holiday trivia for you all the way up until Christmas. But let's get back to optimal health and wellness. Hear today's question as we optimize your life.
This is Shell from Grand Rapids, Michigan. I have had this question for years, which is better, paleo or plant-based, basically, or ketogenic versus plant-based, either way. More meat or less meat? Do we really need meat in our diet? I was raised vegetarian for my first 18 years, so I lean a little bit toward vegetarian. I don't think we really need meat because we can get other things if we're creative, to replace what meat has for the most part, other than maybe B12. But I also put myself on what I considered kind of a cross between Atkins and Zone at the time, about 15 years ago, lost 48 pounds and felt great and could go long times between meals and that kind of thing. I don't know if I was ketogenic. That was before anybody really talked about it. So I just wondered if you could put them side by side and compare scientifically with no bias from the big meat industry or whatever the plant-based side would be, and give us a basic synopsis of which way you would lean. And I know it's a matter of preference and whatever works best for your body, but I'm just looking for a little nudge in one direction or the other. Thank you.
Thank you for your question, regular listener Shell, and congratulations on your weight loss. Now, I'm going to start by answering your question very directly. The best diet to promote a healthy lifestyle is one that allows for A, food to be consumed in moderation, and B, one you are able to follow over the long term. All right, so my work is done here. That's the end of this episode. Roll credits. Okay, you twisted my arm. I will discuss this further. This is probably the question I receive most often from patients. Which diet is best? And I respond the same way. We have to find which diet is best for you. But Shell, you brought up a very interesting point. This idea that the diet advice you hear from health professionals, read about on the internet, and see celebrities touting all appear contradictory. Some swear by low carbohydrate, high protein, some high fiber, some just high protein, others high fat, low carb. Then there are the fasting diets, while others follow Mediterranean and DASH, and the list goes on and on and on. Then if you try and pull up research on your own, like diet studies conducted on real people, you'll find contradictory information there too. This is very frustrating indeed. As I always say, I want you to be able to expect accurate information from me. The best way for me to provide you with this is to base what I say off of well-designed research studies. Notice, I specifically said well-designed research studies. Not just one study, and not just any study. Those that are well-designed. Too often, media headlines mention a recent study that discovered something that flies in the face of what we think we know about diet and health. But if we were to dig a little deeper, we may find that there are 100 or more other studies that show the exact opposite. Or maybe the study was only performed in mice and not in humans. Or maybe the researcher that performed the study was misquoted. I can't tell you how many times I've been misquoted by the media. Or maybe a study was sponsored by the Dairy Council or the Meat Council, which will definitely skew the results. Okay, I'm ranting a bit, I promise. I'll stop crying now. But what I'm about to tell you is based on the results of many, many well-designed studies. So when it comes to which meal plans appear to be the healthiest, three repeatedly push their way to the top. One, the Mediterranean diet. Two, the DASH diet. And three, a vegetarian diet. Think about it for a moment. All of these three have something very important in common. Can you guess what it is? They are all plant-based diets. I'll briefly explain each of these, starting with the Mediterranean diet. It's funny because when I mention this to patients, their eyes light up. They go, "You mean I can eat as much pizza and pasta I want on this diet?" Not quite. This pattern of eating recommends the daily consumption of whole grains, beans and legumes, nuts and seeds, fruits, vegetables, and olive oil. Poultry, meat, and eggs should be treated as garnishes as opposed to being the star of the plate. Fresh fruit is a typical daily dessert, not Oreos and ice cream. Then there's the DASH diet, which has nothing to do with Mrs. DASH brand products or seasonings. What it actually stands for is Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension. As the name suggests, this diet was originally for those with hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. But this diet is great even for those that are hoping to eat more wholesome foods. Researchers have discovered that a nice side effect of following the DASH diet is weight loss. So, what's this diet all about? Well, like the Mediterranean diet, this pattern of eating does not banish any food or nutrient, but encourages the consumption of most foods in moderation. It promotes the consumption of, guess what? Fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and limiting the consumption of saturated and trans fat and simple sugars. Nuts, seeds, and beans are also recommended 4 to 5 times per week. Lastly, a vegetarian diet. There are many variations of a vegetarian diet. Personally, I have met a lot of vegetarians that are actually just carbitarians. These folks don't like eating animal flesh, but they don't like fruits and vegetables either. So they end up eating lots of potatoes, including French fries, tortillas, chips, crackers, cereals, you get the idea. This is not the style of eating I'm talking about when I say vegetarian. Instead, researchers studied those that consume, again, lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, nuts, beans, and seeds, and very few animal products. Now, like I mentioned before, the key is to find an eating pattern that suits you and your lifestyle. Researchers have indeed found that once folks make the switch and begin following one of these meal plans, they find they're not that difficult to follow. And that's because there's not as much emphasis on banishing foods or avoiding certain foods. You can eat whatever you want, just be sure that most of the time, you're consuming the foods I just mentioned. It becomes a lifestyle, not a diet. So why don't diets like keto or paleo or South Beach or the zone or intermittent fasting top the most healthy list? It's because these are difficult for people to follow over a lifetime. People are pretty good about following these diets when they're part of a formal study and are being fed or getting paid for their time. But once the study is over, which usually happens within 6 months, folks stop following the diet and then regain their weight back. And because people have difficulty following these diets over the long term, we don't really know how these diets will affect their health when folks enter their twilight years. We can only guess. And for me, I feel uncomfortable recommending a diet to someone when I don't know what it may do to their body if they were to follow it for more than 6 months at a time. And so my bottom line is this, Shell. Based on your goals, based on what I've seen from the data, a plant-based diet would beat paleo and keto.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I thank you again for the question. You'll be entered into a very small raffle every month to win a book. And if you want to be in the raffle, send me a question. Just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. You can record right from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can call in your question. The number is 61 I love OHD. Both methods are in this episode's description, which you can find at oldpodcast.com. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for your continued support. And I'll see you back here on Monday for some more holiday trivia and where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.